The sponsors of this plan have introduced it so many times that they know all the highlights by heart. Greendale Assembly Republican Jeff Stone told a panel of lawmakers considering the bill yesterday that voter ID is all about making sure you are who you say you are.
The intent of this legislation is to make sure that everyone who's eligible to vote gets to cast a vote and that everyone who votes is eligible.
Sheboygan Republican Senator Joe Lipom says it's needed because people lack confidence in the current system.
And when citizens lack confidence in the election process, in which they are electing the leaders of this state, their community, or whatever it may be, then they lack confidence in their government.
But while the plan builds on voter ID bills of years past, an expert on election administration says this one is different. David Cannon is a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
This version of the bill is more restrictive than any bill we've had in the past. Indeed, if this bill passes, it would be the most restrictive in the United States.
While much of the plan is based on an Indiana law the U.S. Supreme Court upheld, Cannon says there are important differences. For one, there are roughly twice as many DMV centers in Indiana. In other words, it would be harder to get an ID in Wisconsin. Cannon says Indiana also allows other types of photo IDs, like student ID cards. Wisconsin's law would be limited to driver's licenses, state-issued IDs, and military IDs. Critics say what that means, practically, is that it will be harder for students to vote. Dane County Supervisor Annalise Eicher represents a student-heavy district. She says she doubts most young people have their current address on their current license.
We're a very transient population. I will be 23 in March, and I've had 6 different addresses in the last 5 years.
Wisconsin's top election official told lawmakers the bill should allow for student IDs. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says it should also let absentee voters continue to cast ballots without a photo ID. As it is, he says the bill has myriad exceptions to protect specific groups of voters like seniors and nursing homes.
And the problem is it creates an administrative nightmare for municipal clerks and the poll workers.
Some Republicans want this new law in place by April's election, but Kennedy says that won't be possible in its current form.
If you're going to rush it through, I think you need to strip down what you're asking for.
Kennedy also says the plan as it's written would be expensive, but sets no money aside to do the extra work. Beyond some of the new concerns with this bill, yesterday's hearing highlighted an old divide over voter ID. Critics worry it will drive down turnout among inner-city minority voters who are less likely to possess a driver's license. Mark Musselman disagrees. He testified that photo IDs are required for other commonplace activities.
Ask yourself this. Does requiring identification for a bank transaction or to fly on a commercial airliner or any of the other reasons cited indicate an act of bigotry? The obvious answer is no.
But Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Tamara Grigsby says that minimizes the importance of the right to vote.
This is a right that was guaranteed by the Constitution. It's not a constitutional right to go rent a movie at Blockbuster. It's not a constitutional right to get on a plane or to write a check. Voting is.
While details like the timing, cost, and scope of this plan may yet be in the air, its passage is likely a given. Should it clear the legislature, Republican Governor Scott Walker has said he'll sign it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.